Okay, so we're going to begin now with a very direct induction. This induction is called the 60-second hypnotist. It's a very powerful induction because it's condensed all the other very direct inductions down into its simplest constituent form. The 60-second hypnotist is something that you can do with all your friends, all your family, as a way for you to gain skills to understand the hypnotic process. And at the same time, the trade-off for them is they'll learn how to relax and access their inner mind, their unconscious mind, a little bit more fully. So everyone should gain from this particular experience. Now, the reason the 60-second hypnotist is a very powerful induction for you to practice is because not only has it got the seeds of all hypnotic inductions built into it, so you already have the feel for what a conversational induction is meant to do. It's also something that you can do very quickly. In other words, you can have a lot of experiences of doing this. And it's important for you to get as much experience under your belt as possible. At this stage in your training, assuming that you have no prior experience in hypnosis, one of the most important things for you to do is to be able to get hundreds of experiences of doing inductions with other people. Now, if you have an hour of an experience or a 10-second experience, at this point it actually doesn't really matter that much, as the fact that you're doing the whole process of an induction and the whole process of bringing people back again afterwards. Now, if you do that 100 times, 1,000 times, you'll become a very good hypnotist just by being able to do that process itself, by having that ingrained in the back of your own mind. So having a simple process that will last maybe 10 to 50 seconds is a great way for you to get a volume of experience that you wouldn't get otherwise. Remember, you don't have to do long, drawn out, hour-long inductions. Just 1 minute, 2 minutes is enough for you to get the practice and the experience you need right now. Later on, of course, we'll show you how to take these principles and change them into increasingly more conversational inductions that you can slip into normal conversations. So, having said all this, how do we actually do the 60-second hypnotist? Well, this is a 4-phase induction. There are 4 phases you have to go through. The phases are very simple, and it's a phase that all your inductions will go through at some point. The first phase of the induction is the actual induction itself, creating the conditions for trance. The second phase is the deepener, to deepen the actual trance experience they're having. The third phase is to formulate suggestions, to present beneficial suggestions that the person can improve their life in some way. Finally, we have the reorientation, the ending part of the trance process, to bring them back to normal conscious awakefulness. It's a very simple process. Remember, the first step is induction, the second step is deepener, third stage is suggestions, fourth stage is to bring them back again. Okay, so how do we put these 4 steps into action? The first thing I'm going to suggest that you do is that you put a particular frame of reference around the induction. Now, we'll talk more about frames of references in a few CDs' time. For the moment, it's enough that you just turn the whole exercise into a game of let's pretend. Now, the reason you can turn this into a let's pretend game is because it actually takes away a lot of the pressure from you to perform in a particular way. You're going to pretend to be a great hypnotist, and whatever person you're working with is going to pretend for you to be a great hypnotic subject. Now, this is important. Even if they don't know what hypnosis feels like, they've never been in an official hypnotic trance, that's okay. Everyone will have certain expectations. They will believe certain things will happen to them in a hypnotic trance. And provided they pretend those things are happening to them, and just let go into that sort of game atmosphere of the whole thing, things will begin to happen. They'll begin to actually activate a trance response, provided that they've pretended for long enough. So the thing that pretending allows you to do is, first of all, it takes the pressure off you from having to do anything particular. You don't have to be particularly good, and you don't have to be particularly successful, because it's just a game of pretend. It also takes the pressure off your first few clients, because they can pretend to go into a trance, and because they don't really know what they are supposed to be doing, it actually takes away the pressure from them to do anything specific. They'll just go along with the flow and begin to enjoy themselves. Now, you'll know that you've got it right because you'll see the signals that someone is going into a hypnotic trance. Remember, all the way back on CD2, we looked at signal recognition systems, in order to be able to tell when someone is going into a trance. Now is the time to really use them and actually realize when is someone pretending and when is someone having a physiological shift in their state. So, you're going to pretend to put someone into a trance, and they're going to pretend to respond to you by going into a trance or pretending to go into a trance. Of course, somewhere along the lines, the boundaries will begin to slip. But what is it you actually will do in order to get them into that trance? Well, those four phases can be turned into a very simple set of instructions in order to help someone go into a trance. What are these instructions? Let's take the first phase. The first phase is an induction. An induction can be as simple as saying to someone, close your eyes and go into a trance. By the way, notice how I'm already beginning to shift my tonality a little bit to make it more suggestive. And all you're doing is getting them to close their eyes and go into a trance. By the way, did you notice how that simple statement, close your eyes and go into a trance, is already embedded inside it? The very linguistic bridges you've been learning on CD3, the core of your hypnotic language. Close your eyes and go into a trance. You've linked the closing of eyes as something that will help them go into a trance, although those two things aren't necessarily linked to one another. The next step, after closing their eyes and telling them to go into a trance, will be to ask them to go deeper into a trance. Now again, you're going to use the same idea of linguistic bridges, of linking one action with a response. And the way you're going to do this is to say that every time you feel me touching you on the shoulder like this, and then just gently touch them on the shoulder, you're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Of course, whenever you say the words deeper, deeper and deeper, you'll be touching them lightly on the shoulder again and again and again. So you have a linking between the physical action, the touching of the shoulder, and an action, an internal response of going deeper into a trance. So far you've created an induction, and you've created a small deepener. Now we're going to assume that they're in this wonderful hypnotic state, their mind is wide open to learn new things, to discover new things about themselves. At this point, it's worthwhile putting in a few wonderful suggestions inside them, so that they can benefit from this actual trance experience. This is stage 3, if you remember, the suggestion phase. The suggestion phase will be as simple as, and as you open your mind at the right level, you'll find it opening up to new learnings, so you can discover how to relax and feel more comfortable wherever you go and whatever you do. So what I'm doing there is I'm just putting a little suggestion in that the fact that they're helping me with this exercise will give them a payoff. The payoff is that they'll become more relaxed as a person and feel more comfortable in whatever they end up doing in their life. So this is important because it gives them a reason for wanting to keep practicing with you. So everyone wins out. Now the final phase is the reorientation phase, to bring them back out of trance phase. In order to do this, you're simply going to tell them that you're going to count up from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, they'll open their eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert, simply fantastic. Then you'll count up and remind them to come out. So something like this. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you'll open your eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert, simply fantastic, ready to get on with your day. So ready now. 1, coming out slowly. 2, waking up more and more. 3, bring yourself back. 4, almost there now. 5, open your eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert. Simply fantastic. And that's it. That is the whole 60-second hypnotist procedure rolled into one very simple formula. On the next track, I'm actually going to give you a demonstration of this in action so you can actually go along with it and experience it for yourself. In the meantime, just notice how simple that is. Notice also how on all the induction parts of the first 3 phases of this induction, we used a more trancey tonality. And on the last phase, the reorientation, I switched my tonality around again to become a more normal, more everyday speaking kind of voice. This gives them a very powerful suggestion to come back out into a normal, everyday kind of consciousness as well. So listen to these steps again if you need to get them clear inside your mind. Then move on to the next track and actually take part in it so you can experience this yourself. As a rule of thumb, the people who can access the best trances themselves end up becoming the best hypnotists because they know what to expect, they know what it feels like, and they can go first themselves. So there's a strong correlation between your ability to go into a trance and your ability to actually be a great hypnotist. So you may as well train both faculties right at the same time.